Just hold it here to the table and sit with us. And you guys can make it. Okay. I call this meeting to order for the Department of Event Programming on Monday, November 22nd, 2021 at 11:02 a.m. in the PCR. We'll start with agenda item 2, roll call.
Dr. Curry?
Present.
Assistant Director Hall?
Present.
Assistant Director Cooper?
Present.
Programmer Abrams?
Present.
Programmer Akiza?
Absence excused.
Programmer Magnow?
Present.
Programmer Shea?
Present.
Programmer Stevenson?
Present.
Programmer Yang?
Present.
Programmer Zambudio?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. We'll go to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll go to agenda item 4, minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from November 19th, 2021 for unanimous consent. Programmers and video.
I move to approve the minutes from November 19th, 2021.
Second. Programmer Stevenson.
Second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, the motion passes. We'll briefly go into agenda item 6. Since we just had a meeting on Friday, I won't go through this one by one, but if anyone has something they want to report, go ahead and raise your hand. Okay, awesome. Agenda item 7, new business. So today we're just gonna go through all the Welcome Back Week events. Thank you for submitting them all on time. That was my bad for not agendizing them last meeting, but it worked out well because our last meeting went kind of long anyway. So we are going to start with Coffee Crawl. I'm seeking a motion to approve the event proposal for Coffee Crawl. Programmer Stevenson.
I move to approve the budget proposal or the event proposal for Coffee Crawl by unanimous consent.
Not by unanimous consent.
Oh, not by unanimous consent.
Sorry, I'm not recording. Second, Eddie Hubert. And we'll go into presentation. Programmer Magla now, or is that someone else?
Yeah, it's me. Okay. So we want to have Coffee Crawl on January 18th, which is the Tuesday, so the first day back. We chose to do 9:30 to noon because based on the block, that's when it was most successful in the past. Right now we have the Casey Breezeways location. We didn't know if that's like, we're not allowed to use the rotunda, but I'm assuming we can use the breezeway, maybe?
Sometimes they are strict about like the amount of tables in there.
Okay.
But we have done an event in the breezeway where we had like three or four tables set up. So just like anticipate they might have some pushback, but I don't see why it would be a problem if there's no space taken already.
Okay, cool. So we'll get on that right away if this is approved. Just because we feel like that will allow for like the same like vibe of the previous ones, and like it will reach a lot of people without being like a conflict to any of the like coffee shops on campus. So we've reached out to numerous coffee vendors and we chose to do 5 different ones. So we'll get Coffee Bar, which is 270 for about 144 cups of coffee. Coffee Bar would be just hot coffee, and then Mugshot is $300, and that would be also hot, or theirs would be iced coffee from Mugshot, and then Tusol Tico would be $245, and that would be cups of tea, and it would be a mixture between iced tea and hot tea. The Roost is about $400, and it would be a mixture between hot and iced coffee, and it includes like cups and sugar and all that stuff. And then Purple Bean would be $75 for hot coffee, and that would only be about 100 cups, but it also includes like all the extra stuff. And then we wanted to do mini muffins from My Favorite Muffin, and we were gonna do about 30 dozen, and that's $279. And then Doughboys donuts, we're gonna get 25 dozen donuts. And the whole trend with all of this is we wanted to do local businesses only, and that's why we chose not to do like Starbucks or anything, so that people get like a taste of like Reno in a way. So the total budget would be $1,919.39.
Awesome. We'll move into your discussion. I'd like to hear like 3 to 5 points for each proposal. And actually have a productive conversation so we can have justification for approving our proposals. So whoever wants to go first, Programmer Rice.
Is there gonna be like flavored syrups or anything, or is it all just gonna be like plain coffee? Because if it's like 5 different coffee places with just black coffee, like.
So a lot of these places have like different types of coffees, and we were gonna like get little note cards from them that they explain, because like all these different coffees have different like accent flavors to begin with. We were even thinking of getting some extra syrups, especially because we already have to buy like the one thing we'll have to get is like non-dairy creamer, to be like friendly for people who don't like just black coffee. But I mean, we could probably ask them, because a lot of them are willing to like include little things like sugar and milk, and maybe we ask for like a little bit of their flavors.
So I don't know if you already planned on doing this, but I was looking at Pack Life and I saw your learning objective was like to like tell students about local businesses. So I think it would be a cool idea to create handles with information about each business and like a menu, kind of like what we did for last year's coffee crawl with Mugshot. And for last year we did that kind of for Black History Month with the Black businesses in Reno. So I think that'd be cool if we had that so that students can like have that information after they leave, and we support those businesses as well.
Programmer Matt,
I definitely think that we should do that. Are you thinking like a menu of the types of coffees? Because I just don't know, like, because you know how some coffee shops change their coffees based off the week? Could we just do the coffee shop information, not like a real menu?
I was thinking we could do like the coffee shop information and then what we have, so that they can know which like
what
they want.
Programmer Rice, and then Assistant Director
Huber. Are any of the coffee shops pack friendly businesses? Because you could put that on there too.
No, maybe no, but my favorite muffin is.
Okay.
And I think Doughboys.
Do you by chance know how much more it was to go through like Mini Muffins and Doughboys than just to go through like Walmart?
Based off of previous years, I think it was like 200, 250 more. And this is just us basing it off of their website, because I do know that like My Favorite Muffin is a pack friendly business, so they oftentimes already give discounts. We just haven't called them officially yet.
So how many of these have you actually contacted so far?
All of the coffee shops.
Okay, so just not My Favorite Muffin and Doughboy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good. Any further discussion? I like these marketing ideas you submitted. Did you make these?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those look super good. Did you, how did you make that?
I just drew it on like Adobe, and I like copied them from like designs that I saw. I've used a bunch of different ones from like UTs, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I would just say maybe add some more information about what it is, like, or you should put it somewhere next to it super big, like grab a free cup of coffee.
Okay.
Or free coffee. Something about free coffee. And then I just asked to have the ASUM logo as well as the put Welcome Back Week 2022 up there somewhere. Programmer Shake.
Should we put like free coffee and free like pastries? I don't know. Or like breakfast items? You know that it's not just coffee.
Yeah, whatever like looks best on the marketing. So if there's space to put free coffee and pastries, do that, but just have free coffee at least on there somewhere. And then I also like this sticker, that's really cute. Okay, any further discussion? Seeing none, And we'll move into the vote. All those in favor of approving the proposal for coffee crawl, say aye.
Aye.
Abstentions. Okay, motion carries, and we'll go into 7B. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the event proposal for Sound Body Sound Line.
I move to approve the event and budget proposal for Sound Body Sound Line.
Second. Motion for Director Ball.
I second.
Okay. Who would like to present?
Okay, so the event's going to be on January 19th. That is the Wednesday we come back from school. The whole event is supposed to have like mental health as well as physical health. We're going to have sunrise yoga on the quad. There we'll be handing out succulents, Kiva vouchers, tea and hot chocolate, as well as tote bags. Chiego has in his budget, I believe, but we're also going to be handing out t-shirts too. And then at nighttime, we're going to have a glow-in-the-dark Zumba at the fitness center. And that is about it. I'll go through the budget. Hot chocolate is $49.2, tea is $29.48. Fitness center, those are the two yoga instructors as well as the two Zumba at $200. The keto vouchers, we have been having a tough time getting contact with the manager. We just left at 500. Succulents from Home Depot will be 258. Tote bags will be 1,000. And then the 10% miscellaneous will be 2,284. That comes out to 2,231.24. I'll take any questions you guys have.
What time is this at then? If we're doing sunrise yoga, but also like glow in the dark stuff.
So sunrise yoga will be taking around like 7 a.m. And the glow-in-the-dark yoga will be around 6 p.m.
Okay.
For yoga, will we be providing the yoga mats, or is it bring your own yoga mats?
Bring your own yoga, or just towel.
And that was programmer Yang. Assistant Director Huber.
Since it's on the quad, do you guys have like an alternate location in case it's ice over 7 a.m. for Bruce now?
Yeah, we put the Joe as our alternate.
Programmer, right?
You said it's on the 19th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Assistant Director Ball.
So how will we incentivize students to go to these fitness classes? Because I know we already have fitness classes throughout the week, like yoga and Zumba. So like, what makes our event different from that?
That's a great question. That's one of the things me and Hannah talked about when we were planning this. So that's why we changed it to just a normal Zumba class and then glow in the dark. And that's also where we're going to give out the Kiva vouchers and set. And then we're going to have a poster too, what makes people happy. And then they'll just get a Kiva voucher. And then that's also too where I'm still in contact with the Juice Box Yoga. I reached out to them again this morning to ask if we can get out vouchers, and that's also where we're going to be handing out vouchers till the 19th.
Hi, so the freezer got left open. There's some meat in there that says programming board, throw me out of wake.
Okay.
Sorry.
What kind of meat was it?
It was hamburger patties. I mean, it got so defrosted, there's like blood streaming down.
Oh, no, okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
And I want to interrupt you because I don't want them to give it away for free.
Thank you.
Didn't know
we saw this stuff. Yeah, I forgot we had that stuff in there. Okay. So is Vegan Fitness Center hosting the yoga and the Zumba?
No, just the Zumba. The quad is the
Juice Box.
The yoga.
Their
fitness instructor is going to be hosting the yoga.
Oh, just on the quad.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Programmer Matt now.
So are we like splitting up like what's given at each session and make them like have different appeals, or is it like, oh, if you come to both, you end up with like two tote bags, two shirts, like.
No, so that's a great question. So that's what we're planning on doing, the Kiva, and then hopefully the Juice Box away at the nighttime, and then in the morning we'll be giving out the hot chocolate, tea, supplements, as well the tote bags and t-shirts.
Okay. Programmer sheet. Do you guys, like for the tote bags and like the t-shirts and the vouchers, do you want to make like
instead of like separating it, like you can make like a goodie bag with all of it in there, like with the succulents, and then just give it out at night or like in the morning. Because I feel like 7 a.m. is really early, so like the night, 7 a.m. is early for me, but I feel like the 6 p.m. would have more people, and I feel like, but they have to like participate in that to like get something. Like, we won't just be giving it away, if that makes sense. So then it's easier to like organize it instead of like splitting everything in half.
Wait, sorry. To clarify, are you saying that we should hand everything out as a goodie bag in the tote bag?
Yeah. Is that, oh, so it's like all organized just in the tote bag.
Yeah, the only thing with that is it takes a lot of time to set that up. But you could, that is a good suggestion.
That's true. If you decide to do that, we can like figure out a day everyone can help, or like a decent amount of us can help do it.
Oh my god, Director Ball.
Are we sure we want to do yoga on the quad at like 7 a.m. in January? Because I feel like that's really cold and really early in the morning, so like even colder. I feel like the turnout wouldn't be very large. Unless we had like heating lamps or something.
It's probably going to be so early. This morning when I came to school at 7:15 and go by the football field, it was white.
Nice. Yeah, that's a great question. That's also one of the like biggest concerns that we came up when we were talking about that. Personally, I don't know if we should have a sunrise, maybe like 9 a.m. instead of 7 a.m.
Yeah, we could even do like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
That's
sunrise. Like,
new
yoga. So we can cancel the sunrise part.
Yeah. We can still call it sunrise yoga, or like find another cute name, because I like how sunrise yoga sounds.
Yeah,
even
sounds
yoga
nice.
On the quad is just like,
it's cute.
That sounds cute.
I just think like having a yoga on the quad would be really cool, because I mean personally in 4 years I've never seen that on our campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be
I think
it'd
just be really cool.
We should look into heating lamps though. Do you think we can research how much those would cost to rent?
Heating lamps?
Yeah. That would probably make it better. Program or Magno?
I know that from a lot of the party rental places, heating lamps are like $90 to like $150, depending on how fancy you're trying to go. But do you have like the Joe booked? Because I remember last Welcome Week, we had to cancel a lot of our events that were outside because it literally blizzard that week almost.
Yeah, I believe Hannah already booked it, but she
yeah, if it's not booked, or I thought it was booked all week, but maybe it's for the afternoon or evening. If not, just find another location, or just like have a plan to like cancel or something.
Okay. Or yeah, and then worst case scenario, we always can just have it in the fitness center too.
True. Okay. So I would maybe think that about the location. Program name.
I would just double check with the fitness center because they do have classes like every single day. At like different times and stuff, but I think there we do have a few empty classrooms too.
Yeah, I think yoga on the quad would be super cool. Okay, any further discussion? This is the marketing. I like this little poster you both submitted. Hopefully, Inkblot uses it because it's really cute. And then again, said if you can just put something on there that says free coffee, succulents, tote bags, because that is like the free stuff is like the main thing that gets promoted. Okay, any more discussion? So we'll move into the vote. All those in favor of approving the proposal for Sound Body Sound Mind say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Good job, programmer Abrams and Alkita. We'll go into 7C, Rink at the Row. I'm seeking a motion to approve the proposal for Rink at the Row. Assistant Director Ball.
I move to approve the proposal for Rink at the Row.
Second. Programmer Shea.
I second.
Okay. Programmer Zamudio, are you presenting or Stevenson?
Programmer Stevenson.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this is for Rink at the Row. It's on January 21st, which is the Friday of Welcome Back Week.
We still have to talk about the name change, just because I know that the rink at the door is closed. But for the budget, the rink, we're leaning towards GSR, but I'm having a hard time like getting them to respond, because I've sent like multiple voicemails. I've tried to go and see them in person, they're not present, so I'm having a hard time like getting their attention, I guess I'd say. So we just based it off of the previous year's budget, which was about $1,500, with the vendor to be determined, because we're just not sure yet. And then ESI, I contacted them just to like get their amounts previously, and we wanted to do one supervisor, security guard, which is $33.87 an hour, and then one regular, which is $27.18 an hour, for about 5 hours, which is 6 to 11, so they would get there 1 hour earlier and stay an hour later, just for like control about, not like control, but just to make sure that everything's safe, which would be about $305.25. And then previously they did socks, but we wanted to switch it up and do socks and gloves, because we thought that people would also like gloves when they're ice skating. So we did about 180 pairs of gloves, which was a 120 pack and 60 pack that came out to about $223.98 on Amazon. And then we did 120 pairs of socks, which was $140.40 also on Amazon. And then the hot chocolate vouchers are also to be determined, just because that was at whatever rink that we chose, or like was previously. And that was also about $250. And then REMSA, we said a single EMT for 4 hours, which is 65 an hour from 6:30 to 10:30. Which was $260, and then miscellaneous was $267.96 for a total budget of $2,947.59. But yeah, the only two that would need to be amended, if we did, was the rink and then the hot chocolate vouchers, because those two were just supposed to be from the same place, but we just are having a difficult time getting in contact with them.
Okay. So you know for sure that the Rink at the Row is not happening this year?
I looked up the website, and then I contacted Circus and tried to contact the other ones, and all of them just gave me the same answer of that it's been closed for the past 2 years, and that it's probably going to be closed again. And then on the website, it just said that it was closed the 2020-2021 season, and it didn't say anything about like this upcoming season. So that's why we based it off of it's going to be closed, but I can try and contact them again to be safe. But from like what I've heard from them, it's not going to be open again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if it's because they're building something over there or they just aren't opening it again. But I can always try and see if I can get in contact again if their answer changes.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if it will.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure either. Programmer Ice.
Have you thought about contacting like Reno Ice? Or is that way too far away?
That one, I looked it up, and like basing it off of from right around North Virginia, I said it was about a 20-25 minute drive, so I didn't think campus escort was going to want to drive about 30 minutes back
also,
and forth for
yeah.
Like each amount of students, especially because the vans are kind of smaller.
Do we even know if campus escort can do this? Because this is during their operating hours of like their job, so like will they be able to shuttle too?
So I was going to contact them once we knew the location, because I just wanted to make sure that we had the location before we reached out to them.
Okay. This also is a Friday, so I'm thinking we might have to switch the dates around, because if GSR were to rent out the rink, they most likely wouldn't want to do it on a Friday, because they get a lot of turnout on Fridays, so we'd be like taking business away from them. But just wait until they contact us again. But we can easily switch the events. Most of them are like during the day. We could even have two in one day if we really have to. But that's just something, that's a concern I thought about. Programmer Stevenson.
I did look on the GSR's website because they were like reaching back, and I did see that they like have these things where you could book sessions in advance, so like I was thinking of anything I could try to like book out all of them, but like
yeah.
The ones that from the time frame, but I don't know if that would work, so I'm still just gonna like I want to contact them obviously, but they're making it kind of difficult
yeah.
with reaching out.
Honestly, I would do that, and then if they see that the same person booked all the sessions for one day, they'll probably contact you.
Okay.
And it'd be good to just like make sure those are booked out before anyone else books them.
Okay.
Another concern I had is it is farther than Rink at the Pro. I feel like last year, or in 2019, I guess it was 2020, it was right next to Circus Circus in downtown, so like students could even walk there if they wanted to. But if you all think that it's still accessible for campus escorts to be able to shuttle them, it should be good. I think it would work out if campus escort agrees. And then another thing I wanted to comment on is that Rink at the name needs to be changed, because we only called it Rink at the Row because that's what the rink is called.
Me and Maria, or programmers in video, we came up with some name ideas. We could like let you guys know if the main one we were thinking about and see what you guys think, because if it's needed, we could possibly change it today. Mm-hmm. But we weren't sure if that was for this meeting or if you wanted to do another.
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Okay, so the main one we were thinking about was Reno on Ice. It's kind of just like inspired like a Disney on Ice kind of theme, but instead Reno or even like possibly Wolfpack, if it makes more sense. Uh-huh. Like Wolfpack on Ice or Reno on Ice, we're thinking just because it's simple and it's like, it makes sense, like we're gonna be ice skating, you know? But, yeah.
Any other suggestions? Okay, let's just, I'll put this on the agenda for next time.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk in the group meeting and get some more suggestions so we have a few more options. And is there any more discussion, questions? This is the marketing.
Aww.
Super cute. Again, put like free for students. Free socks.
And lips.
Okay. Looks good. It does seem like super up in the air though.
Yeah.
Because GSR is not being responsive. So I feel like we might need to plan some sort of backup event in case, or just like only have three events throughout the week. Because I feel like by now they should have responded to you. So I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, but if there's no further discussion, we can move into the votes. All those in favor of approving the budget proposal for Rink at the Row, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, the proposal passes, and we'll go into the last one, which is Super Success. I'm seeking a motion to approve the proposal for Super Success. Assistant Director Cooper.
I move to approve the proposal for Super Success.
Second. Programmer Shane.
I second.
And who would like to present this?
I can present this. So,
sorry, for the record, this is Programmer Yang speaking.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, we are kind of in a kerfuffle because the date we originally planned for January 19th, but Sound Body Sound 9 is going to be during that day. And I know we probably wouldn't want the ice skating to be on a Friday, so I'm guessing we move it to Friday.
Is this the original date I proposed?
I don't know if there was a date proposed for it. We went from the last time we had Super Success, and it was on that. I think this is like
okay.
The Wednesday.
I think I wrote down the dates, Becca.
Yeah, the dates that you did was Sound Body, Sound Mind was on the 19th on Wednesday. Super Success was the 20th that Thursday. Rink at the Row was the 21st. What's happening with Club Fair? I know that got changed. Maybe that's like good
to
share.
They're doing it the week after.
Yeah, okay, that's helpful.
Wait, so sorry, what day was Super Success supposed to be on?
The Thursday, the 20th.
Okay. So, Sound Body, Sound Mind is also on the wrong dates.
What you said at least was that it was on the 19th, that Wednesday.
When we talked about things.
So that Wednesday.
This was our mistake. That was
yeah.
you got it right.
Okay.
Okay,
so let's amend this real quick. I'm seeking a motion to amend the date for Super Success to January 20th through unanimous consent. Programmer Rice.
I move to approve the date for Super Success to January 20th by unanimous consent.
Second. Programmer Shake.
I second. So
Yeah, is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, the date has been amended to Thursday, January 20th, 2022. And then we can go back to the presentation. Program review.
Okay. So now the new event date will be January 20th, and we are planned to do this by the Wells Fargo at the Joe, so on the first floor, from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m., and we put our expected attendance to be at least 150, but on the previous budget, it was like 350. So we plan to get our soup from Olive Garden, 35 gallons, for $944.65, 50 dozens of breadsticks, $314.50, and then we do plan on providing scantrons and pencils for the scantrons, $40.36, and the pencils, $89.91, both from Walmart. And then that 10% is going to be the $138.94 for the miscellaneous, making our total budget
$1,528.36. Okay. We'll go to discussion. Program students here.
If we were to switch around the rink at the row, because it is a Friday and like you said that might be a complication, would we switch it with this one? Since this one is like in the morning, or would it?
I do not know yet.
Okay.
Because I also would like to keep this in the middle of the week just because there aren't as many students on campus on Friday.
Okay.
So we'll just wait and see what Ring at the Row says, or GSR says. Programmer Magdalena?
Are we giving out testing stuff because that's what's been done in the past?
Yes.
Do we think that's, like, wise? Because, like, I don't know if this is just me, but I know a lot of people don't take, like, physical tests anymore like that. A lot of it's been online somehow. Whether it's like you go in person.
Mm-hmm.
So like I know it's not that much, but is that like the best thing to be buying?
So I personally, think it would be a good idea just because the event is called Soup for Success and that is like a big philosophy for the event, or else like we'd just be handing out soup for like some soup. You know? So
Programmer Rice.
It was like part of the learning outcome too, mm-hmm. is just like providing things, but I mean, I guess if any of you had other suggestions for like school supplies type things like that, then we would be open to hearing them.
Assistant Director Ball.
I like the idea. Personally, for me, I've been needing like testing stuff for my classes. I don't own any paper or pencils, and I've been doing that, so I like that idea.
Programmer Shake and then Programmer Stevens.
I agree. Agreeing with Assistant Director Ball, I still take Scantron tests. I like this idea, and if you guys want, you guys can do like
right.
I know a lot of kids, like, most of us have, like, we take notes on, like, our iPad or, like, our laptop, and, like, randomly some teacher will be, like, handing you, like, a piece of paper. At least that's what my French teacher does, like, every day she hands, like, a piece of paper, and then, like, seven people ask me for, like, a pencil, and then I never get it back. So, from personal experience, I feel like this is a good idea, especially because, like, you still use pencils even if you have an iPad. Okay.
And then, if, like, I think the Scantron's a good idea, but also maybe you guys could contact the, I don't know what the office is called downstairs, but I know that they give out academic planners.
So
it's like the
center.
Beginning. Yeah, the Welcome Center. So it's like the beginning of the next semester. Maybe you guys could like incorporate that because they might be willing to give you guys like a certain amount maybe for free since it is like promoting academic planners as well as like their office. So maybe like that could be added on there just because like planners, you know, people need to write down their stuff.
I would also suggest just getting a variety of school supplies like index cards, sticky notes, notebooks. I also want to suggest reaching out to the University Tutoring Center, Writing Center, Math Center, and any other resources that are there to help students succeed academically. I think that would just add a lot to the theme of super success. And they always love being able to outreach to students, and I think it actually would be helpful for students to be able to interact with them and learn about those services. And it's free. Programmer Magdalena.
Okay. I'm glad that like we realized that other people do it. Maybe another thing if we're looking at more supplies then is maybe some blue books too, because not everyone takes Scantron tests. Like some degrees are more essay based.
programmer Stevenson.
To go off what you said earlier, maybe you could even do like what Assistant Director Ball like recommended for coffee crawls, like make little, not handbills necessarily, but like little posters or something about all the different resource centers so the students can have that like knowledge or information about where they could go if they need help.
I love that.
Two years ago, I planned this event with my mentor, and the Writing Center and Math Center, they were super easy to work with, so definitely reach out to them. But one thing that I have to say about Olive Garden was that they were really nice to work with, but they didn't include anything to keep the food warm when they said they would, so I would make sure that they're either going to provide the stuff or reach out to the front desk so you guys have that ready, because I remember right before our event they didn't bring any of the materials and then we were like running around frantically trying to see how we were going to keep the food warm.
Me and Olivia were thinking about also including the counseling services just to like give out good study tips, stress tips too, but that is a good idea too.
Any further discussion? Programmer Shane?
I don't know if you guys said this, but I would include like the DRC because they have like a huge list of all the counseling services and all that. And I know like a lot of students like didn't know that existed until this year because like one of my friends was telling me about it. So they kind of, if you have like test taking anxiety or anything, they'll help you out. Or like if you need help with note taking, they have all those resources too. So I feel like that would be a fun thing.
And then this is probably a problem for when we get closer, but just make sure we have gloves and serving utensils. But you can use your MISC budget for that, it won't be that expensive. But just make sure to check the office before you go shopping when it gets a little bit closer. Also, I like this sticker.
Yeah,
it's
cute.
It's so cute.
I like mushrooms.
Did you design this on your iPad?
Oh yeah.
Okay, also a comment for Assistant Director Ball. When you order the stickers, can you order less or like a reasonable amount? Because I noticed that almost every event has stickers. But these are generic, so it wouldn't be the worst thing if we got multiple of them. But just so we're being sustainable. Okay, any further discussion? Okay, seeing none, we'll go into a vote. All those in favor of approving the proposal for Super Success, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries, and we are done with the Welcome Back Week proposals. Before we go into public comment, programmers in Moodio, are you going to submit the giveaway idea for next week?
Yes, I'm going to submit it today. I've just been working on the budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, Programmers in Moodio is working on a social media advertising giveaway for Welcome Back Week. Since we won't be on campus or in school for like the weeks leading up to it, so we're just trying to think of ways to creatively market to get the word out. I think having individual marketing will help if Inkbot is able to do that again this week, for this week. But if any of you have other ideas on how to promote our events, let me know. But Director Ball.
I was wondering if we wanted to do like a bingo card maybe like we did in 2019 for Fall Welcome Week. They did was like if you attend a certain number of events, you get like entered into a giveaway or something like that, or an incentive. For that it was like meet and greet passes. So I'm not sure what we could do this time, but that's also a possible idea.
I think that would be a good idea. We just have to think of an incentive. Programmer, I don't know.
Could an incentive for that be like, because we know BLF has happened, we just like don't know a lot of details about that, but like maybe they win tickets / meet and greets like early on so that we start generating talk that like BLF is coming back.
We could do that. Programmer Stevenson.
This is more so a question, but is that giveaway going to be like if you guys promote all the like events that we like post off of ASUN? Is it gonna be like you get entered into a raffle for that, or is it like after Welcome Back Week, or is it like before any event happens? Like, what is that giveaway?
I'm not sure, but I don't really remember it from 2019. But we can have a discussion about this next meeting, or we can talk about it outside of the meeting to make off and then figure it out. Okay. We'll go to agenda item 8, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Becca?
Yes, hi. Besties.
It's been so long. I would just recommend trying to get all these events submitted that were approved ASAP, just because we know that SCAB might be a little busy before the end of the semester, and also just have a really good 4-day break / Thanksgiving if you're celebrating, and try to take some time for yourself that's intentional and good for the soul, not just trying to mitigate how awful things have been, but really to do something good for you. That's it.
Yes. Yeah, everyone have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being here, and I will see you at our last department meeting on December
3rd. Oh, gosh.
I'll move into agenda item
9,
adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 11.